SBS Albanian. Mësoni më shumë dhe vizitoni sbs.com.au/albanian.
Me ne këtu jemi tre antarë të shoqatës islamike shqiptare australiane. Do t'i prezentoj, po do të filloj të flas edhe në gjuhën angleze që të kuptojmë pak më mirë dhe që bashkëbisedosi tonë të na kuptojmë më mirë. I would like to welcome all of you here. I will start from a lady, from Luleta Zuka. Zuka, welcome to the SBS Radio.
Thank you for being here, SBS. Thank you, Sami.
You're welcome. With us is Petra Zuka also, one of members also of Albanian Australian Islamic Society. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum, see you in mission day.
And Ali Umer, also a member of the Albanian Australian Islamic Society. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks very much, SBS.
Together, it's just to talk a little bit more about the history, how everything started. Today, we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Albanian Australian Islamic Society. I will start with you, Ali. You probably know a little bit more about this history. When did it start? Who were these people who started this? Can you just summarize short history of Albanian Australian Islamic Society?
Yes, well, the society was formed in 1963. It was mainly through three gentlemen who got together and decided, well, it's time that we find a property to build. And what they did was they over several weeks, they went out and they tried to get some money together to
three.
Purchase a property.
You said three. Who were they actually?
I know one was Selami Haji, two was Ferit Manseli, two. The third one escapes me at the moment.
Can you remember, Petra?
I can't remember that, no.
Petra, right. Your grandfather was actually one of the founders, was it?
My uncle, Jamamet, yeah. Yeah.
How do you remember him?
I remember Jamamet, he was the first president of the Jami. I remember him for a long time going around all over Melbourne to gather funds for the Jami, because they needed money. So he would go. He didn't even have a license, but he would go around with other people, from house to house, meet them, talk about it, and whatever they gave, he would thank them for it. And he went to houses all over Victoria, including Shepparton. So he would go all over the place. So he met a lot of people, and he met a lot of good people. So from a small group of people who are mainly from Albania, he got other people involved too. So, and then that's how I remember him, as someone who used to bring people together to form a good thing, to make a kendra for Prishkiptarat, you know, where they can all get together.
Ali, how hard was it at that time for the founding members to collect all the money to build this magnificent mosque?
Yeah, I think it was a difficult task to perform, because as Patrice said, like, geographically it was very hard. Like in those days, there was no instant communication like there is today. So, you know, they'd have to ring around telephone. They'd have to drive to, you know, some of the outlying suburbs to contact the members or mail in those days.
What do you think, why was it so important for them to build the mosque here in Australia?
It was important because they wanted, first of all, from the religious point of view, to have a mosque where they could pray. But secondly, it was a cultural hub where they could get together and they could organise things like Eid parties, picnics, and also, most importantly as well, was to conduct Albanian language classes at the mosque.
Albanian Australian Islamic Society was formed, as you said, in 1963. Mosque was built in 1969. And Albanian language classes started which year?
In 1964, letters went out to members to sort of get an appreciation of whether their children would like to attend. But the first class was on the 22nd of May, 1965.
1965.
Yeah.
Was any of you attending those classes? Lule, Kichentin, Yo, Petrit? No? Ali? No. All right. Let's go back. You know, I can see here in this exhibition, and I can see the people who shaped the Albanian Australian Islamic Society. We have a Bilal Kalaya, founding member, Lutfia Nureddini, Gani Mehmeti, Hivzi Velishta, founding member. Can you just walk us through everything here and explain to us, Ali, please?
Yeah, Bilal Kalaya was one of our former presidents,
yes,
from, I think, 1965 to 66. Yeah. He had two sons who attended the Albanian language classes as well. So as I said, he only was president for 1 year, but he left his mark because he actually printed some prayer books in Albanian at his cost, which he distributed to about 250 members at the time.
Founding members, yeah, they came predominantly, mostly from the South Albania region.
Pretty much, yeah, from the Korcha region, yeah, you're right, yeah.
So that community now, is it quite big here in Australia, in Melbourne and Shepparton?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like in 1967, 68, the society had 78 members, and today there's over 950 members. So it's a dramatic increase.
What about the Hivzi Velishta? Who was he? What he was doing?
He was a member. He wasn't on any committee, but his two brothers also served, or one of his brothers served on the committee, but they're very generous benefactors. Like, I think, going through the records, I think they contributed maybe the most amount of money.
What about the Ghani Mehmet?
Ghani Mehmet, he served as treasurer for many years in the 1960s. He worked as a toolmaker. He lived in Greensboro, which was, in those days, was quite far away from the mosque. He used to catch the train to come into the mosque. And yeah, as I said, he served on the committee as a treasurer for quite a few years.
Great. Let's move to the next one, and I'll maybe I can find something here. Zuka. We have here Petrit Zuka, whose uncle was a founding member. Petrit, how do you remember your uncle?
I remember my uncle as someone who would... My uncle basically left Albania because of the communism. So he was part of a group which was anti-communist. He's a part of Bali Komtar, Taish and Kondra, the government there, they were against it. And basically he was someone who left Albania, not because of economic reasons, because of political reasons. So he took him with him, my uncle and my father, and they came to Australia. My dad was 20 years old when he came. My uncle was a lot older because... and what happened was basically after a while, they decided that they always wanted to go back to Albania, but they knew that they didn't know when it was going to happen. So you couldn't wait. So they had to do something they had to live for the current time. They had to live for today and tomorrow. So they had to create a base for Albanians. And that's how they came back together with this Jamii. And they wanted to form something to protect the language and the tradita and the religion too for the future years to come. If they couldn't go back. And as it turned out, they actually lived here for the rest of their lives.
You were born here, is that right?
Yes, I was
born here. Yeah. So you were born here, so you grew up actually with Albanian Australian Islamic Society. How was to grow up in I don't want to say third country, but you know, this is your country, my country, and everybody else's country. But how was to grow up within Albanian Australian Islamic Society?
Yeah, well, back at those times, we came here, and all the people we met here was it's like a family, because we used to come here every Sunday, have classes, get together, talk, and you know, we kept the traditions. You know, like the komsia we used to have was a important part of our religion, and important part of our traditions. And I remember it as being a place we would meet together, we meet new people. Albanians from everywhere came here to meet, to talk, and to enjoy, you know, the time together.
But short are you, Lulieta Zuka. You can lindur to?
Un kam lindur këtu në Melbourne, po pse vogli kam ardhur këtu në xhami, kam mësuar gjuhën shqipe, mësuesi im ka qenë Mithat Yusufi, edhe Bari Bregu, ai na ka mësuar shqip në klasën shqip këtu në xhamin ton në Carlton, edhe I am prefer na kam sur neve Imam Recep Idrizi edhe jo nuk kam sur vetëm une edhe fëmijët e mi kanë bërë sur perfektu edhe imami ka qen Imam Recep Idrizi në atë kohë e gjithnjë si kam ardhur si fëmijë këtu edhe fëmijët e mi kanë ardhur këtu tek kjo xhamia edhe inshallah që fëmijëve të vinë këtu inshallah.
Në komunitet është e njohur se shkolla e parë e gjuhës shqipe ka filluar këtu. Themelet është kryer këtu në xhamin shqiptare në Carlton. Keni qenë pjesë sa shkolle?
Unë kam filluar më vonë, se kam lindur në 1970, po atëherë ishte Mithat Yusufi mësues kur kam filluar unë këtu.
Ka qenë atëherë?
Po.
A se kujton Mithat Yusufi?
Shumë mësues shumë mësës i mirë, e afronte fëmit, edhe në mësonte gjunë shqipe, edhe na jipte dytyra, e kishim merak që ti bëjmë ato detyrat që të vinjëm në klas edhe të mësojnim së bashku. Pa të thom të drejten, kujtimet të mija për shkollën Shqipe, mësojnim Shqip, po edhe bashkojemi, po ashkojshim me fëmit të tjerë Shqiptar edhe ishim si familje edhe janë shumë kujtimet e embla edhe kam ardhë këtu sot e jam bashkua me shumë njerës që kam bajtur në shkollën Shqip këtu.
Bukur shumë. Ali, Petrit, what's the future for the Albanian Islamic Australian society?
So what do you think? Will it survive for the next 100 years?
Yeah, inshallah, it's getting stronger and stronger. I mean, every day like this, the younger generation is taking over, becoming more involved in the Jami, and yeah, I've got no doubt that it's going from strength to strength.
You said, you know, 50 years ago, you had about 78 members of association. Today, you have over 1,000. That's pretty good.
Excellent. Yeah.
That's a very good question. Una mentoring youth more to say what's going to happen in 50 years, because for more, it's very hard to keep your religion and your traditions in a country like Australia. Australia is a shum steti bokor, shum steti pator, por zor. You have to work very hard to keep your religion and your traditions. Ka shumë njerë këto dhe shi ka humbur gjuhën, për shembo. Edhe nuk do thotë që ajo nuk e shqiptar. Ajo mund mentoj më shumë për adhen than you do, you know? Po, do me thënë, po të gjamia derë është hapur. Gjamia është, do me thënë, shokire është, komësia është, e feja është. Po dosh, hajrni, udroni.
Look, I wish to thank all of you for the time, and I wish you all the best and a happy 50th anniversary.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Faleminderit shumë, Sami.
Më shumë vizitoni Apple Podcast, Spotify ose faqet e tjera të podcast-it.